Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We're still investigating that which is written in Quran chapter 15 concerning the story of Abraham and Lot. Let us begin our program today by reading that which is written in Quran chapter 26 verses 160 to 175. For there we read the following. The people of Lot denied the messengers. Notice we have seen in the past sometime Lot himself was the messenger whom Allah sent to the people of Lot. And in other times we saw that Lot himself was the recipient of the messengers of Allah, as we'll see a little bit more today. But here we see a little bit strange, an unusual way of Allah calling Lot in the plural form. Because if Lot was the messenger whom Allah sent to his people, how can the people deny the messengers? They should just deny Lot, the messenger, in a singular form. But continue in verse 161. When their brother Lot said to them, whoa, what did you just say, Brother Usama? Yes, you heard me right. When their brother Lot. So now I find out that the people of Lot, actually the family of Lot, as it was in the case of Abraham, who spoke to his father and to his people. Here we see a new concept, a new information, which contradicts all that which we have read in previous chapters. For here we see that Lot was somehow one of the Canaanites or the Jebusites or one of the original people of the promised land. When in reality we know that Lot was a stranger who came from the land of Babel with his uncle Abraham. So they were not from that land, since the people of Lot, the people whom Allah sent Lot as a messenger to, could not be related to Lot. Therefore, he could not be their brother. But here is what he said to them. He said, what? Will you not fear? This is not what the Bible said at all. For we do not see anywhere in the Genesis account that Lot was sent as a messenger to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, as we have shared in our last program. But let's continue with what else he said to them. Surely I am a faithful messenger to you. Notice here, Lot is not plural, but a singular messenger who is using the word I am, a faithful messenger, singular to you. And that is a great evidence that when Allah said in verse 160 of Quran 26, the people of Lot denied the messengers, that was an error. Once again, Allah should have used the word messenger, that is Lot, one messenger. In verse 163, we read, so fear Allah and obey me. And by the way, that is a repeated statement. It's like copy and paste about every name Muhammad mentioned in the Quran. All these so-called messengers or prophets told their people the same sentence. So fear Allah and obey me. Continue in verse 164. And I do not ask you any wage for it, for my wage is but on the Lord of the world. Once again, a repeated sentence. Every prophet used the same words. They all work for free. In verse 165, we read, do you enter into the males from the world? And in verse 166, forsaking what your Lord created for you from your wives? Yet you are a transgressing people. That is when we learn from the Quran that the sin of the people of Lot was homosexuality, similar to that which we read in other repeated passages all over the Quran. Now let's read the reaction of the people. In verse 167, they said, O Lot, if you do not desist, if you do not stop preaching and teaching us, you will become of the expelled. They're going to get rid of him. Where do we read that anywhere in the Bible? Did the people of Sodom and Gomorrah were desiring to get rid of Lot because of his teaching? They're going to throw him out of his house? Of course, that is simply the imagination of Muhammad. You see, Muhammad or those who helped him to rewrite up the story of Lot made Ram a prophet. And here is the message of Prophet Lot. And here is the reaction of the people of Lot when they heard his message. It is all made up, as will be seen later in the Genesis account. In verse 168, he said, that is Lot, surely I am of those who detest what you are doing. Then in verse 169, we read, my Lord delivered me and my family from what they do. That is when Lot prayed to Allah. Oh Allah, deliver me from these people. It would be very easy for him just to walk out of the city. After all, that's what they said they're going to do to him. They're going to kick him out. So walk out, Lot, and the end of the story will be there. No. He actually prayed to Allah, asking him to deliver him and his family from these wicked, sinful, homosexual people. In verse 170, we read, so we delivered him and his whole family together. Oh, that's good. That's almost like the Bible. Even though it is just a general statement, we could not answer any simple question about what did Allah mean by the whole family together. I mean, how many sons and how many daughters and how many grandchildren and how many in-laws? I mean, there must be a huge number of people live in his family. No, the Quran does not say. Good luck to figure out who are really the whole family of Lot. For in verse 171 we read, I thought you said the whole family together. Why do you put the word except? Oh, here we go. Listen carefully. Except an elder among those who tarried. Somebody old? Was it great-grandpa? Great-grandma? Somebody real old? Who is that elder? Oh, you see, it's written somewhere else in the Quran. His woman. Remember we talked about that in our last program when we said that it befall on her what befall on them. Remember the big huge of baked clay which have the name on it, Mrs. Lot, which fall from heaven and crushed her head and killed her like everybody else who was killed in that town. It was rained. And then we found out the rain was actually baked clay with every person's name on the nice piece of clay which hit them to kill them. Yeah, it was an older lady. And here Allah, he said, not his wife or his woman, but an older among those who tarried. In verse 172, we read, then we destroyed the others. Wow. How did Allah destroy the others? It's very simple. Listen to verse 173. And we rain on them rain. So evil is the rain of the world. I thought it is baked clay. Now we go back to just simply rain. And what do you think that rain was? Oh, I guess it was water. Came down from the cloud. That make more sense than the baked clay. It sounds like extra information there which does not make any sense. You mean Allah really got busy to write the name of every person on that baked clay to kill these people with this rain of clay? No, rain is more logical than rain of baked clay. In verse 174, we read, surely in this is a sign. And most of them were not believers. Most of them were not believers? I did not know that there was any believers in Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, literally, as we're going to see in the true biblical account in the Genesis writings. Finally, in verse 175, we read, and surely your Lord, he is the dear, the merciful. That is Allah here speaking to Muhammad about the beautiful story of Lot as it is written in Quran chapter 26. Well, let's move on to the following chapter. That is Quran chapter 27, where Muhammad once again repeated the story of Lot. Beginning from verse 54, we read, and Lot, when he said to his people, do you come to indecency while you see? Do you come to the men in lust instead of the women? Almost like that which we have read in Quran chapter 26. But he ended that verse with a strange sentence. That is when Lot said, yet you are an ignorant people. Because let me remind you, in Quran chapter 26 and verse 166, Lot said, yet you are a transgressing people. Somehow Muhammad forgot that sentence, and instead of using the word transgressing, he used the word ignorant. In verse 56, we continue. So the answer of his people was not except they said, cast out the family of Lot from your village. They surely are purified humans. Once again, we read that earlier in another passage about the reason they want to get rid of Lot and his family is because they are pure family. In verse 57, we read, so we delivered him and his family. That is Allah speaking once again. And here he said, except his woman, we decreed her of the lingered. Similar information to that which we have read previously, but obviously in Quran chapter 27, Allah used different words. In verse 58, and we rained a rain on them. So evil is the rain of the warners. Once again, that's not what we read in other passages in the Quran. And that's not obviously what is written in the Genesis account. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah were not warned, nor were they destroyed by some rain. Or as we have seen before, that their city was turned upside down. Or they have this baked clay with different names written on the clay for every person they killed. Or we just have rain and on with different punishments throughout the pages of the Quran for the same people. And that is how Allah ended the story of Lot in Quran chapter 27.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at Vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Now I'd like to take you back to Quran chapter 15, where we are studying and making our commentaries about the different and contradictory information throughout the Quran about Abraham and Lot. So in Quran chapter 15, beginning from verse 57, Abraham was speaking there as he said, "What did you come here for, O messengers?" Notice that the conversation here started by Abraham, and Abraham was speaking to all the messengers. Is this what is really written in Genesis account, or there we have different information? And here is the answer of the messengers in verse 58. They said, "Surely we are sent to a criminal people." Wow, yes indeed, the people of Lot were criminals, except the family of Lot, of whom we will surely deliver them all. All the family of Lot? No, not really. Why? We read in verse 60, except his woman, we have decreed that she will be of those who will be left behind. Once again, the same story with different words. My friends, when you read these verses written side by side, that is when you realize the contradictions all over the pages of the Quran. And the reason of that is very simply because Muhammad never wrote his story. And every time he repeats the same story throughout the 23 years where he claimed to be a prophet, He could not remember what he said earlier. That's why Muhammad came up with different wording for the same story. In verse 61, we'll read, "So when the messengers came to the family of Lot, he said," notice here, that is Lot speaking, "surely you are an unknown people." What a strange way for Lot to speak to the messengers. In verse 63, we read, "They said, yet we bring to you in what they were doubting in." What in the world Muhammad is talking about here? Oh, the people of Lot were doubting that Allah will punish him, and now these are the messengers who came to bring the judgment of Allah on them. But that's not what we read anywhere in the previous sentences of all the repeated stories of the Quran. But somehow Muslim scholars love to add extra explanation to tie the Quran together and make sense out of it. In verse 64, "And we bring to you with the truth, and surely we are truthful." Why is he even talk like that? If they are true messenger of Allah, and Prophet Lot is Prophet Lot, he should know who they are, and also he should trust them without they say, "Trust us, we're truthful, trust us, we're not lying." In verse 65, we read brand new information we never read before. That is when these messengers told Lot, "So walk with your family a part of the night and follow their rear, and let none of you turn around and go where you are commanded." This is exactly almost word for word what we read in the Genesis account. Keep walking, don't look behind. Even though the detail of the story is not there, as we will read it in Genesis account, but it is the best of what Muhammad wrote in the Quran. But the problem is, that's not what the messengers told Lot in the previous chapters of the Quran. And that's where we see the Quran cannot be the word of God, because it contradicts itself. Add to that, in verse 66, "And this command we gave him because of the last of those who would be cut off in the morning." When this happened, that is immediately after Lot met with the messengers. Is this what is written in the Bible? No, it happened later, after the people of the city came and tried to be involved sexually with the two angels whom the Lord sent. Similar information, but in the wrong order. For in verse 67, we read, "And the inhabitants of the city came rejoicing." When the inhabitants came, they came after the messengers told Lot that he and all his family need to keep walking and not to look behind. In verse 68, he said, that is Lot, "Surely those are my guests, so do not disgrace me, and fear Allah, and do not shame me." From reading the Quran, you could not figure out what's going on here, but as Christians and Jews, we know the true biblical account. We know exactly what was going on. But from the reading of the Quran, I do not see one reason why they were rejoicing. Oh, because Lot have some guests? And why he said, "Don't shame me," if they were just, you know, happy to see that he have guests? Once again, you cannot understand the verses of the Quran by simply reading the Quran. In verse 70, we read, "They said," who are they here? These are the inhabitants of the city. "Have we not forbidden you to any of the worlds?" What is this sentence about? I do not know. As you see, the sentence are written without enough information to be understood. Listen to the answer of Lot in verse 71. He said, "Those are my daughters. If you were doing like we have read that before," but you still cannot understand what they will be doing with his daughters. Let me remind you again of what we have read in Quran chapter 11 and verse 78. "And his people came hastily toward him, for before they were doing the evils, he said, 'Oh my people, these are my daughters. They are pure for you. So fear Allah and do not put me to shame.' To my guests, is there not among you a man with a right mind?" But here in Quran chapter 15, verse 71, once again, we read, He said, "Those are my daughters if you were doing." Why the sentence is different between Quran chapter 11 verse 78 and Quran chapter 15 and verse 71? Once again, the answer, because Muhammad could not remember what he said earlier. That's how we know that the Quran is made up of lies. In verse 72 we read, "By your life, surely they are blinded in their drunkenness." Who is speaking here? It is Allah. Swearing by the life of who? Swearing by the life of Muhammad. In what story? In the story of Lot, which took place hundreds and hundreds of years before Muhammad was a gleam in his father's eyes. I love it how Muslim scholars stated Allah never swore by any human life but by the life of Muhammad, because he is the best. That's why Allah swore by the life of Muhammad. Then we read in verse 73, "So the shout seized them at the time of sunrise." How in the world the people of Lot were punished? Oh, by a shout. What shout? Well, the loud shout. Hey! Whatever shout it was. That's not what we read before. My dear friends, can't you see the contradiction in the Quran? It was rain. It was lots of rain. It was baked clay. Miraculously have the names of the people which crushed their head. Or it was this and it was that. And now we found out it was actually a shout. In verse 74, "So we made on it its bottom." Oh, once again, after the large shout, the city was upside down. And what happened after that? Listen carefully. "And we rained on them rocks of baked clay." Once again, we're mixing all the stories together of the Quran in one chapter. "Surely in this there are signs for those who ponder. And surely it is an existing road." What Muhammad is talking about, I have no clue. But to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.